This is HPR episode 2343 entitled, Healthcare in the Netherlands. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 18 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken reads the Wikipedia article on healthcare in the Netherlands.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ken Fallon, and you are listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today's show is entitled Healthcare in the Netherlands and is a narration of the Wikipedia article on the same topic. It is a response to Huko's show, HPR 2325, Insurance, How It Works. Healthcare in the Netherlands, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Just a note, this is as of the end of July 2017. Healthcare in the Netherlands can be divided in several ways, three echelons, in somatic and healthcare, and in cure short-term and care long-term. Home doctors, huisartsen, comparable to general practitioners, form the largest part of the first echelon. Being referenced by a member of the first echelon is mandatory for access to the second and third echelon. The healthcare system is quite effective in comparison to other Western countries, but it is not the most cost-effective. Costs are said to be high because of overuse of inpatient care, institutionalized psychiatric care, and elderly care. Primary care. A network of 160 primary care centers has been established with open surgeries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hospitals. Hospitals in the Netherlands are mostly private-run, only for profit, as are the insurance companies. Most insurance packages allow patients to choose where they want to be treated. To help patients to choose, the government gathers Zorgzicht and discloses Kiesbeter information about provider performance. Patients dissatisfied with their insurers can choose another one at least once a year. International comparisons. In 2015, the Netherlands maintains its number one position at the top of the annual Eurohealth Consumer Index, which compares health systems in Europe, scoring 116 of a maximum 1,000 points. The Netherlands has been in the top three in every report they published since 2005. On 48 indicators such as patient rights, information, accessibility, prevention, and outcome, the Netherlands secured a top position among the 37 European countries for the fifth year in a row. The Netherlands was also ranked first in a study comparing health care systems in the United States, Australia, Canada, Germany, and New Zealand. Ever since a major health reform care system in 2006, the Dutch system received more points in the index each year. According to the health consumer powerhouse, the Netherlands has a, quote, a chaos system, unquote, meaning patients have a great degree of freedom from where they buy their health insurance to where they get their healthcare services. But the difference between the Netherlands and other countries is that chaos is managed. Healthcare decisions are being made in dialogue with the patients and healthcare professionals. A comparison of customer experiences over time yielded mixed results in 2009, and a 2010 review indicated it was too early to tell whether the reforms had led to gains in efficiency and quality. However, in November 2007, a leading peer-reviewed journal of health policy, thought and research published the results of a survey of adult healthcare experiences in the Netherlands, Germany, and 5 English-speaking countries. The survey, Towards Higher Performance Health Systems, revealed that the Dutch public stood out for its positive views. Of the Dutch adults surveyed, 59% said they were very confident of receiving high-quality and safe healthcare, compared to 35% of American adults surveyed. Based on public statistics, patient polls, and independent research, the Netherlands arguably has the best care system of 32 European countries. In 2009, health consumer powerhouse researcher Dr. Arne Bjorkbergen commented, "As the Netherlands is expanding its lead among the best performing countries, the Euro Health Consumer Index indicates that the Dutch might have found a successful approach. It combines competition for funding and provision within a regulated framework. There are information tools to support active choice among customers. The Netherlands has started work on patient empowerment early, and which now clearly pays off in many areas. And politicians and bureaucrats are comparatively far removed from operative decisions on delivery of the Dutch healthcare service." Waiting times. Waiting lists in the Netherlands increased since the 1980s due to global budgets imposed in the hospital sectors, although waits remained low compared to other countries. Several changes contributed to waiting times reduction. One was the replacement in 2001 of fixed hospital budgets with the introduction of probably capped activity-based payment for hospitals, as well as removal of government limit on the number of hospital specialists eligible for payment by link social health insurance funds covering 2/3 of the population, which had lengthened waits. These two measures had limited hospital care supply. Means waits for all inpatient cases fell from 8.6 weeks to 5.5 weeks in 2003, and from 6.4 weeks to 5.1 weeks for outpatient cases. In 2005, as part of healthcare reforms, per-case payment systems for hospital care was introduced. Over time, the percentage of cases where hospitals and insurers would negotiate the volume and price of each type of case increased. Health insurers also monitored waiting times, which hospitals must publish, and assisted patients with finding the shortest waits, sometimes abroad. Specialist fixed lump sum payments were replaced with a payment per patient case, which increased their activity greatly. Mean waits for most surgery were 5 weeks or less by 2001, and references such as Cicely, Bowitz, and Morgan, 2003, pp. 184, 187, 189 to 195. In 2010, 70% of Dutch respondents to the Commonwealth Fund 2010 Health Policy Survey in 11 countries said they waited less than 4 weeks to see a specialist. A moderate 16% said they waited 2 months or more, and a moderate 59% said they waited less than 1 month for elective surgery. Only 5% waited 4 months or more, similar to American respondents. Finance. Health insurance in the Netherlands is mandatory. Healthcare in the Netherlands is covered by 2 statutory forms of insurance. Zorgverzekeringwet, ZVW, said VW, often called basic insurance, covers most medical care. Wet Langdurende Zorg, WLZ, WLZ, covers long-term nursing and care, formerly known as the Algemene Wet Bezorgde Ziektekosten, AWBZ, AWBZ. While Dutch residents are automatically insured by the government for WLZ, everyone has to take out their own basic healthcare insurance, basisverzekering, except those under 18 who are automatically covered under their parents' premium. If you don't take out insurance, you risk a fine. Insurers have to offer you a universal package for everyone over the age of 18, regardless of age or state of health. It is illegal to refuse an application or impose special conditions. In contrast to many European systems, the Dutch government is responsible for accessibility and quality of the health system in the Netherlands, but it is not in charge of its management. Healthcare in the Netherlands is financed by a dual system that came into effect in January 2016. January 2006. Long-term treatments, especially those that involve semi-permanent hospitalization and also disability costs such as wheelchairs, are covered by estate-controlled mandatory insurance laid down by the Wet Langdurende Zorg, General Law on Long-Term Healthcare, which first came into effect in 1968 under the name Algemene Wet Bezorgde Ziektekosten, AWBZ. In 2009, this insurance covered 27% of all healthcare expenses. For a regular short-term medical treatment, there is a system of obligatory health insurance with private health insurance companies. These insurance companies are obliged to provide a package with a defined set of treatment. These insurance covers 41% of all health care expenses. The other sources of healthcare payments are taxes, 14%, out-of-pocket payments, 9%, additional optional health insurance packages, 4%, and a range of other sources, 4%. Affordability is guaranteed through a system of income-related allowances and individual and employer-paid income-related premiums. A key feature of the Dutch system is that premiums may not be related to health status or age. Risk variance between private health insurance companies due to different risks presented by individual policyholders are compensated through risk equalization and a common risk pool. Funding for all short-term healthcare is 50% from employers, 45% from insured persons, and 5% by the insurer, by the government. Children under 18 are covered for free. Those on low incomes receive compensation to help them pay their insurance. Premiums paid by the insured are €100 per month, about $127 in August of 2010, or of 2012, €150, or $196, with variations of about 5% between the various competing insurers, and a deduction per year of €385, approximately $401 in 2016-2017. History. From 1941 to 2006, there were separate public and private systems for short-term healthcare. The public insurance was implemented by non-profit health funds and financed through premiums taken out of the wages, together with income tax. Everyone earning less than a certain threshold qualified for public insurance. However, anyone with income over that threshold was obliged to have private insurance instead. A new health care system based on risk equalization through an equalization pool was introduced in 2006. A compulsory insurance package is available to all citizens at an affordable cost without the need for the insured to be assessed for risk by the insurance company. Indeed, health insurers are now willing to take high-risk individuals because they receive compensation for the higher risk. In a 2008 article in the journal Health Affairs suggested that the Dutch health system, which combines mandatory universal coverage with competing private health plans, would serve as a model for the US. However, an assessment of the 2006 Dutch health insurance reforms published in Duke University's Journal of Health Politics, Policy and Law in 2008 raised concerns. The analysis found that the market-based competition in healthcare may not have the advantages over the publicly based single-payer models that were originally envisaged in the reforms. The first lesson for the United States is that the new post-2006 Dutch health insurance model may not control costs. To date, customer premiums are increasing and insurance companies report large losses on basic policies. Second, regulated competition is unlikely to make voter citizens happy. Public satisfaction is not high and perceived quality is down. Third, consumers may not behave as economic models predict, remaining responsive to price incentives. If regulated competition with individually mandated performs poorly in auspicious circumstances such as the Netherlands, how will this model fare in the United States? where access, quality, and cost challenges are even greater? Might the assumption of economic theory not apply in the health sector? Insurances. The Netherlands has a dual level system. All primary and curative care, i.e. the family doctor service and hospitals, clinics, is financed from private mandatory insurance. Long-term care for the elderly, the dying, the long-term medically ill, etc., is covered by social insurance funded from earmarked taxation under the provisions of the Algemene Wet Bezorgde ter Ziektekosten, which comes into effect in 1968. Private insurance companies must offer core universal insurance packages for the universal primary curative care, which includes the costs of all prescription medicines. They must do this at a fixed price for all. The same premium is paid whether young or old, healthy or sick. It is illegal in the Netherlands for insurers to refuse an application for health insurance or to impose special conditions, for example, exclusions, deductibles, co-payments, or refuse to fund doctor-ordered treatments. The system is 50% financed from payroll taxes paid by employers to the fund controlled by the health regulator. The government contributes an additional 5% to the fund. The remaining 45% is collected as premiums paid by the insured directly to the insurance company. Some employers negotiate bulk deals with health insurers, and some even pay employees' premiums as an employee benefit. All insurance companies receive additional funding from the regulator's fund. The regulator has sight of the claims made by policyholders and therefore can redistribute the funds it holds on the basis of relative claims made by the policyholders. Thus, insurances with high payouts receive more from regulators than those with low payouts. Thus, insurance companies have no incentive to deter high-cost individuals from taking insurance and are compensated if they have to pay out more than the threshold. This threshold is set above the expected costs. Insurance companies with each other on price for the 45%. Insurance companies compete with each other on price for the 45% direct premium part of the funding and should try to negotiate deals with hospitals to keep costs low and quality high. The competition regulator is charged with checking for abuse of dominant market position and the creation of cartels that act against the consumer interest. An insurance regulator ensures that all basic policies have identical coverage rules so that no one is medically disadvantaged by his or her choice of insurer. Insurance companies can offer additional services at extra cost over and above the universal system laid down by their regulator. For example, for dental care, the monthly premium for health care paid by individuals is about €100 per month. People on low incomes can get assistance from the government if they cannot afford these payments. Children under 18 are insured by the system at no additional cost to them or their families because the insurance companies receive the costs from the regulator fund. Opting out. Specific minority groups in society, most notably branches of the Orthodox Calvinism and evangelical Christian groups, refuse to have insurance for religious reasons. To take care of religious principled objections, the Dutch system provides a special opt-out clause. The amount of money for healthcare that will be paid by the employer in payroll taxes is in these cases not used for redistribution by the government, but instead, after request to the tax authorities, credited to a private healthcare savings account. The individual can draw from this account by paying medical bills. However, if the amount is depleted, one has to find the money elsewhere. If the person dies and the account still contains a sum, the sum is included in an inheritance. If a person with private health savings account changes his or her mind and wants to get insurance, the tax authorities releases the remaining sum in the health account to the common risk pool. The set of rules around the opt-out clauses have been designed in such a way that people who do not want to be insured can opt out, but not engage in a free ride on the system. However, ultimately, healthcare providers are obliged to provide acute healthcare irrespective of insurance or financial status. The end.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.